What's the deal with this fascination with Charlie Sheen? Is he just the gift that keeps on giving? We keep tuning in and seeing that he's ranting and raving, going, well, he's not institutionalized yet.
Well, yeah, I mean, how could we not be fascinated by this? I mean, sure, there are a lot of really sad elements of it. Clearly, this guy has done some pretty self-destructive things, and there's all the people who aren't going to be working on Two and a Half Men now. Lots of bad elements of the story. But let's face it, when we're sitting at home, this is really, really compelling to watch. That hour-long 2020 special was, you don't often hear human beings speaking that way, and especially human beings who seem to have complete control of their faculties.
Right.
I mean, he was using pretty fancy metaphors. He was talking in a very literate sort of style. It may have been a bit extraterrestrial, but it's fascinating to watch, and he doesn't stop. I think the reason this keeps getting covered like it is, and the reason the comics are having so much fun with it, is he delivers so much material. I mean, what did he do, like 8 interviews in a day or something like that? Most celebrities get caught in these meltdowns because someone happens to record them surreptitiously.
Right.
He's voluntarily calling the radio station.
Yeah, and he's just like, no, that was not a mistake, and yes, right, that's really
exactly
how I am. And he's speaking so fast off the top of his head and everything, but I was listening to one person say, this kind of a meltdown is unprecedented. Rarely do you see the people at the very top, the top of their game, do this right in the middle of their prime.
Well, yeah, I mean, all of the elements together. We've, of course, had people meltdown to the extent of they have died in their prime. But I think all of the elements together, a guy on the top of his game, combined with the fact that he's, you know, having this, whatever it is he's having, combined with the fact that he keeps supplying the data to us, I think, and how long it's going on, I think all of those together are pretty unprecedented. There have been some people who had suggested, and at times you watch these interviews, it seems like a logical hypothesis, that this is all performance art. Remember the Joaquin Phoenix interview?
I was
Letterman.
Thinking that last night, yeah.
Yeah, and there's been a number of people who have, wondered about that at some point a week from now, he's going to go, this was a vast experiment, a sociological attempt to elucidate the bizarreness of celebrity and to see how much you'd cover it. I don't believe that's the case. I think that's wishful thinking to think that this is part of a rational plan. But there are times during this interview that you think this is so bizarrely poetic that if it did turn out to be performance art, it would have been a pretty good performance art performance.